This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when I get to speak to some of the most extraordinary people around. But today may be the first time I have ever spoken to somebody who is celebrated as a killer. No, not that kind of killer. A killer of diseases. The basic developments in biotech are amazing and extraordinarily encouraging at a time when the world is still dealing with the impact of a horrible pandemic. Dr. James Tour presented a biotech panel earlier today. Actually, it was yesterday when at the COSM conference that is sponsored by Discovery Institute, which also supports some of Dr. Tour's work. And the topic at the COSM conference today here in Seattle was innovations in biotech, killing disease and living longer. Dr. James Tour, who is a professor at Rice University, he's a synthetic organic chemist who studied chemistry at Syracuse University, PhD in synthetic organic and organometallic chemistry from Purdue University, and postdoctoral training in synthetic organic chemistry at the University of Wisconsin and Stanford. He served on the faculty of University of South Carolina and as a visiting scholar at Harvard. He has done more than 700 research publications and has over 130 patent families, which is kind of amazing. He's joined on the phone with us with our friend Steve Meyer, who is the head of the Center for Science and Culture of Discovery Institute right here in Seattle, the author of the New York Times bestseller, Darwin's Doubt, The Explosive Origin of Animal Life, and The Case for Intelligent Design. And most recently, he's written another bestseller, which a friend of mine, out of the blue, just told me how much he loved it and enjoyed it and meant to him. It's called The Return of the God Hypothesis, and it offers various reasons based on science. Steve has his PhD from Cambridge University. The God hypothesis prepares and presents arguments and evidence to take the God hypothesis seriously. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the show. And Dr. Tour, congratulations on some of your work. I watched the videos that you've prepared. I think what struck me and would strike most people is these nanomedical cures that you were preparing. How is it even conceivable that you could create machines to attack cancer and other diseases that are so incredibly small? How small are they?
They're about 1 nanometer in diameter, which means that we can park about 50,000 of them across the diameter of a human hair.
Okay, that's hard to conceive. And these are human-created, human-designed machines.
Yes, they're totally human-designed. There's nothing like them in nature. They're built on principles that others have thought about for a long time, and we built them into machines that can then target cells and go after the cells.
What did you present today in this panel on biotech killing disease and living longer? What's the most significant development in that area?
Well, what we're trying to do is to take these machines that are light activated. So a machine is going to need a source of energy. The energy source for these is light based. So you shine a light on them and they will start spinning at 3 million rotations per second, which is much faster than any macro-sized motor could ever survive at a spinning rate like that. But these are just single molecules. And you shine a light and they spin unidirectionally in one direction. And if we can associate them with a particular cell surface, which we do by putting in little recognition agents, add-ends on them that recognize a specific cell type, and then they associate with that cell. Once they associate, then we shine a light. And that light causes the molecules to rotate at these phenomenally fast rates. And then they drill into the cell through the membrane. And then in doing that, they make holes in the cell. And then the cell dies very rapidly because you lose all control of what's called proton gradients. Things that shouldn't be coming in start coming in, things that shouldn't get out start going out, and the cell then just explodes.
And this is good, because what you're talking about here is cancer cells. Steve, I know from the video about this that this already is producing great hope of progress in dealing with prostate cancer, which is one of the most common afflictions for American men. How would this work in actually helping people in that situation? Steve Meyer? I guess we lost Dr. Tour. Were you able to?
I'm still here. Yeah, I heard it. So the way these would work, some of the initial targets we're looking at are places that are easy to get the light in. So we're looking at it for melanoma, skin cancer, because then you can just put the light on top of the skin. We're looking at it for bladder cancer, because it's very easy to insert a light up into the bladder and using it in that domain. But then for further out technologies, we have new things that we're looking at that wouldn't even require that we insert a light into the body.
Okay, and right now, it sounds like this could have application to many forms, maybe even most forms of cancer?
Yes, it could have application to many forms. You're absolutely right. I mean, so what happens is many ailments that we have, cancer being one of them, are because of these rogue cells that start to grow. And when these start to grow, you've got to somehow stop them. If you have a tumor, you can direct these nanomachines to that tumor by putting on these little recognition agents. So they are sort of like a glove that will fit into a particular hand that's coming off the cell surface. And that will associate the molecule. Now you just got to turn them on. So now we shine a light and it turns them on. And certainly cancer is one of the things we're looking at, but we're also looking at bacteria. Superbacteria are slated to kill 10 million people per year by the year 2050. So what I tell students is by the time you're my age, there's going to be 10 million people a year dying from superbacteria, and it's going to make COVID look like a walk in the park. There are these nightmare bacteria already. You find them in hospitals, things that we have no antibiotics to destroy. So there are certain cell types, and particularly bacteria, that you have to be able to kill. And these are insidious little creatures. You might have heard of MRSA, M-R-S-A. These are very drug-resistant bacteria that mutate so that the typical antibiotics can't get at them anymore. They mutate such that they're able to fight off typical antibiotics. But what this is, it is a mechanical action at the nanometer scale, and they have no defense against the mechanical action.
We will talk about the potential of saving 10 million lives a year and more with Dr. James Tour and Dr. Steve Meyer, who's now reconnected with us. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Speaking with Dr. Steve Meyer, who is head of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute here in Seattle, and he just participated in a panel discussion on killing disease and living longer that featured Dr. James Tour, who is a remarkably distinguished and exciting researcher who is developing a technology that could save literally millions of lives on a regular basis. And Steve, why do you think it is that this news, which is exciting and positive, especially all of us who have some experience with cancer, I mean, this could change the world. Why do you think there hasn't been more public excitement that there should be about this development, this advancement in medical technology?
Well, it's still fairly early days in the development of this, although it's the development is moving very rapidly towards potential commercialization. We got involved in supporting Jim's research when it was, in a sense, pure science, but he's already been working now with MD Anderson Cancer Research Center. They've been doing both in vitro and in vivo tests, and they've been very successful so far. It's a fascinating and potentially completely revolutionizing technology. We've had surgery, we've had chemotherapy, we've had radiation therapy and immunotherapy, but this is a fifth fundamental way of attacking cancer with mechanical action. And the brilliant thing about Jim's work is that he himself is both an organic chemist and a nanotechnology engineer, and he's brought those two disciplines together. So he's built the miniature machines that can drill through the cell membranes of the malignant cancer cells, but using the tools of organic chemistry, he can get that those nanomachines to differentially bind to the malignant cells and not bind to the surrounding healthy tissue. And this has been the holy grail of cancer research. How do you kill the malignancy without damaging the surrounding healthy tissue? And this is a fundamental breakthrough. The development has happened so quickly. I don't think the word has gotten out yet, but he's published a number of fantastic papers in Nature Nanotechnology and other places, and now they're getting fantastic results at MD Anderson in the test. So we're extremely excited about this, and he's a tremendous scientist.
Okay, speaking of a tremendous scientist, I think a lot of people who are listening to this are probably having a tough time wrapping their minds around the idea that these tiny, tiny, infinitesimally small things can actually function and be controlled by human beings. What is the essence for getting these nanobots, these tiny machines, to actually do fairly sophisticated but life-saving tasks on behalf of the human beings who created them?
So these are designed to work this way. I mean, these motors were originally designed by a man named Feringa that spin when you shine light on them through an interaction that's been known for 75 years within the realm of organic chemistry, where you get an excitation of an electron, and that causes the molecule to spin a little bit, and then you do it again, and it spins some more. So these ideas have been around, but what we're doing is we're packaging them now into this unit that can really respond and interact with a particular cell type. And then there's other pieces that have been known that if you build a short peptide, a peptide is a string of amino acids, that will recognize a particular cell surface. And this is the way cells recognize each other. Two cells come up and they bump into each other. How do they know what this other cell type is? And it's because they have what's called recognition elements on their surface. And it's just like a hand in a glove. And so we exploit that by taking the things that they're looking for, the recognition sites that they're looking for, and we hook them up to these molecules that have then been designed to spin. We package those two together, and they recognize the cell surface. Once they're injected into the body, they'll find that particular cell type, and they stick.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I was going to ask you about, you were speaking before about the effectiveness of these machines in dealing with super bacteria. I why are superbacteria likely to be so much more common 50 years from now than they are today?
Yeah. Even 20 years from now, we're going to be toast if we don't deal with them. And that's because the bacteria multiply extremely rapidly. And you'll have, say, a particular bacterium, one of them, will have some genetic modification within it that allows it to evade the typical antibiotics. And so when you take the antibiotics, it kills off all the ones that do not have this genetic modification and just leaves that one. That one then starts reproducing. And so now all of a sudden, now you have a whole new population that within a matter of hours can reproduce. And now you've got a whole new population that is extremely resistant to the very drug that had been designed to kill these. They have all sorts of mechanisms for keeping these drugs, first of all, out, or even if they get in, they have other mechanisms to pump them back out, and they become resistant, and it's just their natural survival mechanism. And what bacteria do that people don't readily do is they exchange DNA between them. So if you have a very strong bacterium that can fight this, it'll start exchanging its DNA with other bacteria and make those resistant as well. So what we've done is we've come with an action that is not like a typical antibiotic. A typical antibiotic is a chemical effect. It causes some chemical response in that bacterium, and that bacterium has now evaded it by coming up with a particular response that doesn't allow the molecule in. For us, it's different. We are drilling into this. This is a mechanical action, something that nature has never seen before. And we drill into this, and it's not able to evade it. It's like saying that can a cell avoid being cut out with a scalpel? And the answer is no. The scalpel is going to cut that thing out. It doesn't matter what that cell does, but it's hard to cut out with a scalpel a single cell that is someplace. So this allows it to locate these bacteria, and then it drills in, and it just tears up their cell membrane and opens up these holes that then the gut starts spewing out and the bacterium dies.
Okay, this is all traumatic, and it does sound like a science fiction movie, but it's not. I'm so grateful for the contributions to our show and to our world from Dr. James Tour and, of course, from Dr. Stephen Meyer of Discovery Institute. We'll post information about Dr. Tour's work coming up on the Michael Medved Show, and you can get that information at michaelmedved.com. Andy McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, on the direction and conclusion of the Rittenhouse trial, coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID is surging among many blue states with high vaccination rates, sparking concern among health officials. New Hampshire, Minnesota, Vermont, Illinois, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Colorado all have seen the biggest spike over the last 2 weeks. In an effort to combat the surge in Illinois, Chicago public schools canceled classes today with the goal that students use the day off to get vaccinated. Consumer sentiment is running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's index of consumer attitudes fell nearly 5 points in early November, and it is now down more than 13% compared to 1 year ago today. As far as why, Republican Congressman from North Carolina Nancy Mace believes,
we're seeing skyrocketing inflation. We're seeing more spending than we've ever seen in our nation's at least recent history.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to this show Andy McCarthy, a veteran federal prosecutor, a distinguished legal commentator, and a senior contributor to the National Review, also senior fellow at National Review Institute. And Andy, your material on the Rittenhouse trial has been indispensable. I've appreciated it enormously.
Thank you so much.
As the trial is winding down and there's a widely expected acquittal, I think part of what bothers people, and I was speaking about people about it this morning, is that if there is an acquittal in the murder charges against Rittenhouse, is there any way that the prosecution can at least say, well, he's paying some price for what he did for the two dead people and the seriously injured witness against him? Because I think for a lot of people, they look at this, and even though you can be sympathetic about the situation of somebody acting in self-defense, there's a general sense he has to pay something for having inserted himself into this violent situation with a gun that he wasn't really legally supposed to have. What can happen to Kyle Rittenhouse that is short of complete exoneration?
Well, Michael, the point about whether he had a gun that he was allowed to have is actually one of the disputed issues in the case. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out, because the judge, unless something has happened in the last little while that I hadn't heard about, the judge has yet to rule on whether that misdemeanor unlawful possession statute, which has some exemptions to it, whether those exemptions apply to Rittenhouse or not. So even that is a matter that has to be worked out. Obviously, if the testimony that came out at the trial lends itself to the possibility of civil suits against Rittenhouse, even if he's acquitted at trial. Remember, the government's burden of proof in a criminal trial is beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a higher burden of proof than in a civil case, which is preponderance of the evidence, which is why just because somebody gets acquitted, like, for example, O.J. Simpson was acquitted, that didn't mean that people couldn't bring civil cases for wrongful death. So that door is not closed. I don't think it's a very promising door, because if the grounds for acquitting him turn out to be self-defense, it would be difficult for people to recover for wrongful death. But I must say, from my own perspective, I think this kid's life is going to be damaged for the rest of his life, and you know, whether the legal system is done with him or not, I think he's going to have a very difficult time.
You know that there have been comments made by a number of people that he was treated leniently by this particular judge and by the whole legal system because he's white. And Don Lemon over at CNN said, if a black kid had done that, how would America feel about that? Would there be that kind of sympathy? Would there be a similar treatment or very different treatment by the court system, do you think?
Yeah, I think having worked in the court system, the narrative about endemic racism and systemic racism in the justice system is defied by the reality of the justice system, where, in my experience at least, people bend over backwards not to apply the law as harshly as it could against minority defendants. And I have no doubt that if responsible prosecutors, I think particularly the prosecutors that we've seen here who are clearly listening to political narratives, if this had been a black kid who did what Rittenhouse did under the circumstances in which Rittenhouse acted, I don't think that kid would have been charged. So I think this was a very political decision to charge him, and maybe this is just because of what my background is. I try to be clinical about legal stuff. I don't pretend not to have a political point of view, but, you know, your political leanings in a prosecutor or a lawyer shouldn't matter any more than they do in your dentist. So I think that this case should not have been brought because he has a strong self-defense. That said, if this was my kid, I have two sons. If this was my kid who put himself out on those streets in these circumstances, I'd be very, very angry at my child, and I'd feel responsible for some of what went on here. So I think we need to separate out sort of moral and ethical from legal culpability here.
Now, you're a veteran prosecutor with a very impressive record of success. If you were prosecuting, if you were one of the prosecutors who was assigned to prosecuting Kyle Rittenhouse, how would you overcome the very strong case that everyone acknowledges is there for self-defense? How would you answer that?
Well, I don't think it can be answered in good faith. I think the prosecution here has a legal theory, which is basically that if Rittenhouse did possess this rifle unlawfully, and this is the misdemeanor count we were talking about at the beginning, that vitiates his right of self-defense and makes him criminally culpable for everything that followed, because instead of an innocent actor, he becomes a provocateur who's responsible for violence. I think that's a sound legal theory, but that is the theory that they're pressing. So I think that's the way they're going about it, Michael. To my mind, you know, if you investigate a case thoroughly and you decide that the defendant has a defense, then you don't bring the case. You know, you're not required to bring the prosecutor's job is to do justice, not to win. So if you investigate the case and you find that the guy shouldn't be convicted, then you don't charge the case.
There's a big contrast right now between the Ahmed Arbery case
yep.
and the Kyle Rittenhouse case. What is the, in a, just a few moments we have left, what is the essential difference that makes, there's so much less fascination, it seems, with the Ahmed Arbery case?
Yeah, I think that the Rittenhouse case has been so explosively politicized from the beginning that it drew more attention. I think as far as the other case is concerned, it's a very interesting case, and it seems to me that, the defense that they were doing a lawful citizen's arrest seems frivolous to me, and hopefully it won't be as controversial as the self-defense is here. But I think it's mainly just the way it's been teed up by the media more than anything else.
Yeah, and you don't have Al Sharpton was in the courtroom yesterday, and that was controversial as almost everything with Reverend Sharpton is, though the judge defended his presence in the courtroom. Do you think a fairly quick verdict once the jury is charged?
If the reporting that I've read about this is representative of what happened, it should be they should get convicted, and it should be quick. I don't know how much the investigators screwed up the case. That was some of the allegations at the beginning. And for Al Sharpton's point of view, I think he's got as much of a right as anyone else to go watch a trial. But I think from his, it would probably be in his interest to let the thing play out without anyone having the ability to claim that, you know, he influenced the jury somehow because he's such a notable personality. But that's just
I was actually asking about
opinion.
Your guess about the Rittenhouse case. They're supposed to send the jury out.
I think he should be acquitted, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay. And that any day that goes to the jury, and then we will be counting the hours. We will be right back on the Michael Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is it possible to engage in passionate controversy and to take a point of view that is heartfelt and important and significant, maybe of eternal meaning, and yet to do that in a respectful and polite and constructive manner? Well, Kirk Cameron thinks it is possible to do that, and that's the basis for the new TV show that he is launching. It is called Takeaways with Kirk Cameron. And Kirk is well known, obviously. He's been a major star since the 1980s big smash hit sitcom Growing Pains, and he's done some of the most successful faith-based movies and TV programs of recent years, including one that I particularly supported and enjoyed, which was Fireproof, which was a profoundly pro-marriage movie. And I should say that, by the way, Kirk has been married for 29 years to his wife, Chelsea. They met on the set of Growing Pains. Kirk, as this new project part of the natural evolution, more Growing Pains?
Well, Michael, thank you for having me on your program. And I think it is. I think I've been bursting at the seams to do what you've been doing for so long and to do it within my own circle of friends. And that is you asked the question, can you have smart, engaging, meaningful conversation done in a respectful way? You do it all the time. You do it every single day. And I'm hoping to be able to have some of these conversations that have formerly taken place in back rooms, backstage, and actually bring some of these topics that the family of faith often doesn't talk about and engage with because they're too controversial. So I had the chance to talk with Dennis Prager about atheism and education and Marxism, and talk with Charlie Kirk about religious liberty, or talk with Dinesh D'Souza about critical race theory, and my sister Candace about the power of story and movies to shape the cultural narrative. I think we are desperately in need for more voices to engage more people to begin thinking outside of the mainstream media narrative, or else we're going to find ourselves in a mainstream cage thinking only the way we're told to think. And so that's why I really put everything into this new show called Takeaways, so that people can have action steps today, this week, this month, and actually do something to create the world that they want their kids to live in.
And I understand that you're going to be emphasizing taking steps that go beyond politics or political activism, as important as that is, and has to do with what you do at home, how you relate to your children, to your partner, things of a more intimate nature.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all know that the essential building blocks for a political body, a nation, ultimately it comes down to the DNA of society, and that's our family, right? If our marriages are falling apart and we're not raising our kids to love God and love one another, I don't care who's president, it's not going to work, or it's going to work very poorly. So I want to talk about how to bring revival, if I could use that word, from the inside out and the bottom up, rather than looking to, the FBI or the CDC or the White House or the CIA to sort of fix problems. I think the problems get fixed when we start examining our own hearts and say, I want to bring dead things to life in my marriage and with my kids. And if enough of us do that, I think it then begins to work its way out and its way up. And that's what I think our founders understood, and that's the kind of thing I want us to get back to.
What's an example of that kind of change that you believe that the takeaways with Kirk Cameron, the new TV series, is going to promote?
Michael, could you say that one more time? We just broke up there and I didn't catch half.
Oh, sure. I was just saying, you're talking about President Reagan said in his farewell speech that every important change in America begins at the kitchen table. Mm. And with a family talking to each other. And yeah. Right now you're trying to do that via media. What kind of change do you think is most important? The normal political shout fest that you tend to hear on cable TV.
Yeah. Well, there's so many areas that are interesting to me. It was interesting to me to talk to Dinesh D'Souza about critical race theory and learn where that comes from. And what I think is the real motive behind it, which is very opposite of what it's touted to be. You know, it's interesting. In my home, we have six children. We've adopted four of those kids. Three of our children are half black and half white, and two of our kids are white, and one is Hispanic and white. And so we've got a multiracial family, and we have this very natural way of relating to one another and supporting one another and working together to solve problems in our family. And I think we can learn from that how to sort of extrapolate those principles to the rest of the country. There's so many different topics that I'd love to talk about and simplify those topics with actionable takeaways that will actually give us something to do rather than, like you said, listening to talking heads and observing a political fighting match. I think that the hope is not in the laws that we make or in who governs us, as important as those are. I think it's really through the power of God working in the hearts of people at the grassroots, at the local level, and that begins to permeate all the way up to from my house to the White House.
Well, I remember you have been involved in the past with one of my big concerns, which is the impact of media on family life and on child rearing.
Yeah.
And the need to liberate Americans and American families, some of whom become enslaved to the daily drumbeat and influence of mass media. What's the most important thing that you have found on that issue, which I know you've written about and spoken about and made films about?
Yeah. So a couple of things come to my mind, and I loved your book, Hollywood versus America, so impactful. And in fact, my wife was so excited I was talking with you today because that book made such a big impression on us years ago. Well, having six kids and grown up in a social media world, I understand that social media has really changed everything. And one of the things that we've tried to encourage our kids to do and model for our kids is to take time away from social media. It can become the monster. It can become the addiction that can really get you to stop thinking and just tell you what to think. And I'm encouraging my kids to make sure that they're spending plenty of time away from that kind of stuff. And then the media that they do consume, that they do it in a healthy kind of a way. And because I don't think movies and social media are going anywhere, I think it's critically important that we, instead of just run from a culture that we don't like, that we actually go run toward the culture that we want to create by making movies and making media. So that's why you're doing this radio program. That's why I'm doing takeaways. That's why we lay awake in the middle of the night thinking of what else can I do to contribute to the solution.
Can I just mention something, and it's very appropriate today, because we're coming into the Sabbath. And, I mean, that's just part of my life. It's just a couple of hours ahead from right now. And the whole idea of a Sabbath is taking a break to stop the work of creating and stop creative work, which is what is prohibited biblically. And to focus on appreciating and taking in the world and relating to it in a different way. And that's one of the reasons that I know that one of the things I'm grateful for in my own religious tradition is turning off email and social media and entertainment media for 25 hours a week. That's kind of a very old, but I think what should be a very new idea. In any event, Kirk Cameron, it's a great pleasure speaking to you. I wish you profound good luck with your new venture, which is called Kirk Cameron's Takeaways. There's information posted about it right on our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking about someone who has used the film medium to create some remarkable work about faith and values, that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.